Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Attic. Co-producer. Messenger. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the premier podcast, The Attic. We hope that this podcast finds you in good spirits. And before I do my normal opening monologue, I'm just wondering, is there anything anybody from the crew would like to say?
After that long introduction, do we got any time left to do our show?
That was beautiful. Bad. That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
That was beautiful. I need some tissue. I need tissue.
I was listening, looking for the Lift Every Voice song, and I seen Beyonce. I don't know for sure, but they tell me one of the cast members is quite partial to Beyonce.
All right.
Where my baby sis at? Holla.
I'm right here.
Okay, all right.
I'm here, my brother.
You part of the Beehive?
Yeah, you part of the Beehive, right?
So I'm a fan. Yes, ditto.
All right, I seen that and I thought about you. So anyway, hey, listen, welcome to the Attic.
I appreciate it, my brother. I appreciate it.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, man? That's what we do, man. But you know what? Listen, we're going to talk about blackness, not as a part of Black History Month, but as a part of, that's pretty much all we ever talk about. But I'm just saying, but before I do that, man, I just got to give like one fuck you to the whole Republican Party, minus the 10. Listen,
ditto.
And I'm going to get this. I got to get this real. Hold on one sec. I got to get this off me real quick.
You mean minus the 7.
Yeah, minus the 7. Right. I got to get this off me real quick. How the hell can you sit there and still support that bullshit, man, on his way out? Now it's like no harm, no foul. That shows you have no character because, I mean, I'm sorry, on all levels, what that man
did, particularly motivating
the people to go storm the Capitol.
That's right.
That was just messed up. And for anybody to support that, let me tell you what really makes me nervous. If you can openly, I mean, there was a million cameras there. The whole world seen that. If you can openly deny that, I mean, like I said, I hope they never do gain power because some people's gonna be in trouble. some people's gonna be in trouble. All I want to know is can I keep my full name? I don't want to take your last name again. That's all I'm saying. I don't want your last name no more. Huh?
They're gonna do the paper bag thing.
What's that?
You dark it in a paper bag, you in trouble.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's how that used to go.
That's how they used to go. Yeah.
All right. What if you had like them white plastic bags? You was good.
You was good. You was good. As long as you wasn't darker than a paper bag, yeah. You was good.
But that brown
paper bag.
But you know, right. But I, honestly, for those Republican senators, man, to support that shit, I mean, my real message to Joe Biden would be, I think my man said, yo, fuck them niggas, man. Yo, fuck them niggas.
That's right.
You get your Democrats together and you do it. You know, never mind bipartisan shit right now. Never mind that. Damn that trying to reach across the aisle. If I reach across the aisle, that's because I'm coming with a right cross. You know what I'm saying? If I reach across the aisle.
You come with a hook.
That's all I'm saying, because by them not supporting, I mean, again, as my man said on my cousin Vinny, by them not supporting that hyenas act, I mean, you know what? You can't count on it for shit, bro. You got to count that whole thing out.
Oh, you want to hear?
Go ahead, talk to me, man.
Some crazy stuff. You know how Texas wanted to secede from the Union, right?
Yeah.
They asked some Biden for money to help them because they're dealing with some snow and stuff down there. They need money from the federal government.
Okay. And that ain't a handout. No, that's not a handout. Watch that. Fuck you till I need you. Right?
And what's crazy about that is 90% of the Republican states,
yeah,
they take out more money from the coffer than they put in. But they always trying to stop everybody else from getting anything, but they get most of it.
But you know what? I'm just on a much wider scale for them to support that bullshit, man. Again, if I was Joe, I'd call Kamala or Camilla? I'll call Kamala and be like, look,
Kamala,
Kamala, you get them niggas together from the Senate, and this is what we need done. And guess what? If everybody do, and again, we're not pushing bullshit. We're just pushing that anti-bullshit. Let's just get this shit done as expeditiously as possible.
Well, see, they got this one dude down in, out of West Virginia. I forgot
Independent.
His name. No,
Mitchin?
He's a Democrat.
Mitchin?
Yeah.
He ain't on board?
Well, he on board sometime, and then sometime he ain't. There's certain things he want to do and certain things he won't do.
Well, see, now, once again, I'm sorry. Now, again, we're talking about politics.
He's not consistent.
What I said, then you send some people to his office. What is it that you need? What can the government help you do? We want to say to help your constituents, but we're going to say to keep your ass in office forever. What is it that we can do for you? Huh? You want a bridge? You want a bridge?
Joe Manchin is his name. Joe Manchin. That's
yeah, I know a guy. I mean, so if I'm the Democrats now, then I got to reach out to this cat, man. And again, I'm not talking about bribery and shit. I'm just talking about maybe it's some shit that you needed that didn't have enough support to get passed. Does that make sense? I'm gonna help you, man, so you can get your ass on board because it's a bigger party here. But again, I don't. If I'm Joe, I'm just gonna strengthen my party. And again, those who want to come along, I'm not trying to ostracize anybody. But those who want to come along, you are more than invited. But the rest of you. Watch this. If my mother didn't listen to this podcast, the rest of you, I'd say fuck you. That's what I would say. But since my mother listened to this show, you know what I'm saying? Hey, let's get on to some. Watch this. Let's get on to some other shit, man. Do you realize that? Back in 1849.
I remember that day.
Huh? You remember 1849?
I remember that. Yeah. Uh-huh.
There was a
shit.
Man. Was it? Yeah. There was a man. His name was Henry Box Brown. Can anybody imagine why they called him Henry Box Brown?
I'm going to say he had something to do with some boxes, yeah, but go ahead.
Something to do with some boxes?
I mean, come on now, y'all. You okay? No, this brother put his ass in a box. I'm assuming he had somebody nail it up because I can't imagine how he would do that. But he put his ass in a box and mailed his black ass from Richmond, Virginia. He did up to Philadelphia and was free.
Huh? Yeah, he escaped slavery.
Is that not a nigga that's trying to get away?
Yeah, I want my
freedom.
I
can't do this no more.
I
just
want
can't
freedom.
Do it. Yeah, I was kidding.
I just want my freedom.
Well, and it took was he had his black ass in that box, man, for 26 hours. Now, on another note, let me see, from Richmond, Virginia to Philadelphia, well, that's pretty goddamn good, U.S. Postal Service. After 26, I'm just saying. Hold on, let me calculate that. That's Postal Service that worked for you, man.
Yeah, that's Pony Express.
Watch it. That's next day delivery, man. And this is, hold on. I was talking about Henry Box Brown, but damn, we post up been kicking ass. They lost it, but they had it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, they could get him there, a big ass box, but they can't get this mail across the street. I'm just saying.
See, this was a positive poster moment, man. This was, yeah, all right.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, don't piss on these flames, man. Oh. This was a positive moment, man. Oh. All right. Damn, fire went out, man. Fire
I'm going to send you a piece of bluefin.
All right. But again, my man was in a box, man, for 26 hours just so he could get freedom. And let me say, when I say just so he could get freedom, oh, trust me, that's a whole lot more than just so he could get freedom. You know, I sometimes wonder. I mean, on some old bullshit type shit. But how you think it must have really been for niggas back in the day, man? I'm just saying, and don't know what's a podcast audience. Don't you get offended by my gratuitous use of the word nigga? I just like to use that word when I'm not at work. Or not in a professional setting. But this happens to be my podcast, and this is how I like to talk on my podcast. So, how you think niggas back in the day, how you think they made it, man?
Yeah, I don't know, sis. It's your podcast. Can we talk?
Yeah, go ahead. All right, this is your shit. We know that, man. We know that, all right? Everybody know that, man. Are we good?
My thing is, do you go back for your family? Because I was just reading up on this while you were talking, and it says that he started a new family. So he didn't even go back to
I'm just
family.
Saying, watch this. He probably
you know,
said, watch this.
He started
them
a
other,
new family.
Them other niggas were slaves. I ain't got no time for the slaves now.
He probably told them, look, y'all get in these boxes. We're going to be free. And they ain't want to listen.
Yeah, they ain't want to get in that box.
Yeah, I wonder, did you even tell them? Because it's easier for one to get away than five. You know, however many people that he needed.
Man.
To,
watch
you know.
This.
But he might not have even been married. He might have been single. I don't know. It doesn't
that's
say. It just says he started a new family.
All right. When you say started a new one, that means he had
family.
An old one.
Right.
He had an old one.
Well, that's what I was saying, too. That's what I was saying, too, because it says he began a new family.
Yeah.
So that's where it came from, where black men be leaving their family. He started that. Mr. Box,
yeah,
man.
Like,
he started that.
What he told him? I'm going to get a pack of cigarettes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be back. Yeah.
Oh well, I'm going to get a loaf of bread. I'll be right back.
I'll be back. You know, and if I'm not right back, y'all just go ahead and go to bed because I'll be here, man.
Mm.
Yeah.
And they said, "Bye, Daddy." He said, "You just don't know."
Yeah. Right. He said, "Bye" ain't never meant. Bye ain't never really meant bye like it means right now.
Never, yeah, I like the way it's getting ready to mean bye right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Bye, bye now."
Yeah.
wow.
Hey, listen. Remember we did that show on where weird shit comes from? We found out what not having a pot to piss in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that show. Well, let me. I got one for you. I got. What is the? What do you think the title Uncle Tom comes from?
Mm. I'll take a guess on it. One of them house niggas, and he was trying to keep Massa happy, and the kids, because he was so good to the kids, they called him Uncle.
Nigga, did you read that? Or did you just put that shit together right now?
Just now,
that's
bro.
That's like a rapper. He said that shit came right off the top. Nah, but it was actually quite the contrary. And Uncle Tom was a man who refused to beat black women. So you was called Uncle Tom. So if you was to see, now tell me, don't this is how you flip shit. If that's what Uncle Tom means, now we call Uncle Tom who? Quite the opposite, right?
Right.
If somebody call you Uncle Tom, that means you a step and fetch it type nigga. But
right.
But Uncle Tom really means you had pride and respect for the black woman. I mean, that's just some interesting shit as we talk about interesting shit, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, that.
Yeah, I've never. Yeah, I've say that again. You said initially it was meant to be what?
Uncle Tom was a black man who refused to hit black women. See, my dad would have never been an Uncle Tom, right? Yeah, Ronnie, our daddy wasn't no Uncle Tom, man.
I'm trying to see Uncle Tom's definition of a person, especially a man, as I said, the black people. Yeah, just
right.
That it's a person that's subservient.
Watch this. Watch this. Baby sis on that research shit right now.
You know I am.
Baby sis looking shit up right now, man.
You know
hey,
I am. All right.
Here's another.
No, I just never knew it meant that. That's all. I just never knew that.
But now, let me tell you, though.
Each one can teach one. Each one can teach one.
In Webster, Webster says Uncle Tom's is a black person who is over eager to win the approval of whites.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You know.
That's what Webster said. But who's Webster?
Webster. Yeah. We ain't fucking with Webster.
Right.
Webster didn't know. Webster just made shit up, and because some of the shit he knew, he figured he could just add some other shit and wouldn't nobody really question it, man. That's what I'm holding on to.
Right. Okay. I'll go with you on
okay.
that
one. Yeah. Right. Hey, but check this shit out here. In 1830, Andrew Jackson signed a law that he had proposed, the Indian Removal Act. It legalized what they called ethnic cleansing. 46,000 or better indigenous people were removed from their homelands. Their removal gave 25 million acres of land to white settlements and to slavery. So talk about just some gangster shit. Andrew Jackson said, yeah, we're going to do some legalized ethnic cleaning. All y'all just get out.
They've been doing that shit for a long time.
They still doing that shit, man.
Right, uh-huh.
But I'm just saying, they perfected the bullshit that needs to be perpetrated on those below them. They perfected that shit.
That's why they're so scared. That's why they're so scared, and that's why they didn't acquit Trump, because it's all part of the same process. That's what the problem is. The one thing they fear. Who made that? I think it was Public Enemy. Fear of a Black Planet. They fear. They're scared.
But see, but you know what though? I mean, in all fairness, I believe they fear a multicultural planet. You know what I'm saying? Because now, just keeping it 100. Because for black people, it don't make a damn bit of difference who the fuck's in charge. It's shit gonna be fair. Now again, if you make it equal, most of those in charge positions we're going to get by ability. But it don't make no difference to the black man who the hell's in charge, man. As long as this shit gonna be fair across the board.
But see,
I mean, you know what I'm saying? So when you get that different dynamic, and that dynamic that we currently have of yellow, round, brown, red, everybody joining in a side, not so much on a black side, but on an equal side, which happens to be a black side, then that's what I think the real fear is.
Well, no, the real fear, as I'm saying, my brother, is the white man is coming up again.
Yeah, but again, it's coming up again from a black perspective. Now, again, those slave owners of those, I mean, generations of these people, they also know that even when they come up, if I tell that black man, I'm sorry, we gonna forget that ass, yo. So they ain't really worried about that. I mean, come on now. You know what I'm saying? Look, I know I done killed your parents. Yeah, I separated all your sisters, sent they little black asses everywhere. But I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I bet you'll unlatch that trigger, put it down, and everything. You might even get Master Hug. But again, that's just some shit that's in us, man. We some forgiving ass people, man. I believe that. Sometimes to a fault, but how can that really ever be bad? Because, no, I ain't going to go there. I was getting ready to say, because the Bible says, but I'm not going to do that to the show right now. I'm not going to do
that. The thing right there, the Bible. They got the black people involved into that Bible, and we believe that and over these long generations, that's how we always forgiven somebody. The Bible says so.
Well, it is proper that you forgive, because you got to realize once you come to find out who you are Thursday at 9 o'clock, then you'll realize that we are all one. So when you see somebody doing wrong, you are supposed to find it in your heart to forgive them for they know not what they do.
When I see somebody get, if the message was true all the time, when I see somebody doing wrong, then I would just get the real strong urge to just beat the shit out of me.
That's my thing there.
I'm just saying, I beat the shit out of me, man.
How do you know God said forgive them, or Jesus said forgive them? How do we know that?
No, we didn't.
Somebody, you want me to believe that because somebody said that?
Hey, but listen. Oh, let's get on Black History Month. He said I was talking about Jesus. I was on Black History Month. Anyway, hey, listen, watch this. Off the cuff, baby Brooke, give me a positive Black History story, man.
I was going to say, you just go ahead and bypass me, man. I ain't got nothing. I was doing some other stuff. All I can give you is an impression, man. That's all I can give you is an impression.
Give me an impression, man.
What is this? All right, you know what? Yeah, charades. Here we go. Noise charades. Sound charade, rather. What is this?
I hope his hand clapping.
But
do you have company?
Nice.
Do you have company?
A pair of butt cheeks having a fight with my groin.
Okay. Well, anyway, let me give you a quote from Lacey Hughes. All right. Butt cheeks. First of all, why your butt cheeks would be that flappy? I'm just saying.
No. I said a pair of butt cheeks. Not my butt cheeks.
That
was somebody else's butt cheeks.
All right.
Having a fight with my groin.
Anyway, I swear to the Lord, I still can't see why democracy means everybody but me. Now, that was Langston Hughes back in the day. That was Langston Hughes, again, intelligent black man, educated, had a little money, but still, he believed that democracy wasn't set up for us. But again, I gradually see that changing, man. I do. I gradually see it changing.
Me too.
And again, for the first time in probably forever, I would now be optimistic that one day little black boys and little white girls can hold hands and sing that song. What's that song by Cardi B?
What, W.A.B.?
No. Yeah, they can hold hands and sing that song. No, I'm just saying, I do believe, or I see where justice and equality It's moving slow as hell, but I do see it moving in the right direction.
All right.
And somebody said that same thing about 50 years ago.
Well, yeah, again,
it's a slow bend, but it's bending.
Yeah.
And that's what matters. It's bending. Before, for a while, it didn't even look like it was going to bend. But, you know, it takes time. This wasn't done overnight, so it's going to take time. You got to renew their minds.
But as you can see, they see it's bending, and they're willing to blow it all up to keep it from bending.
But let me ask you a question. I want to ask you a question. Baby bruh, since you're fully engaged, if you were the president, what's the first thing you do? Real shit. Real shit. You the president. What's the first thing you're going to do?
Wow. Let's see. Jeez.
What's the first thing?
That's kind of hard because there's so much shit that needs to be done.
Give me the first thing. Messenger, what's the first thing you're going to do? I'm going to get back to you, baby, bro.
Well, first thing I would...
Yeah, get back. There you go.
Yeah.
First thing I would do is really create, not just say, equality. Equality.
Well, actually, that's what I'm going to say, okay. Make it a level playing field.
But, okay, all right. Baby sis, what's the first thing you the president, what's the first thing you're going to do?
You try to want to do so much. There's so much to do. I definitely would have to, I guess, piggyback off of some of what's already been said. Equality, trying to make it, like you said, it's probably as fair as you could for everybody, which, as we know, that's seem like that's going to happen, but you try.
Since they are doing equality.
Go ahead, Messenger.
I'm sorry. Since they all doing equality, I'm gonna change mine up. First thing I'm gonna do as president is I'm gonna have my Secret Service go find Mitch McConnell, Mitch, and Lindsey, and tell them to bring them to the Oval Office. And y'all go outside for a minute. that's the first thing I do.
Nurse Carmen, what you gonna do, Nurse Carmen? Nurse Carmen, you with us?
I think she nodded.
Oh, okay. Well, look at here. If I'm president, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look at the first lady and I'm going to tell her, look, I'm going to have a party in the White House tonight. And I promise you. Wait a minute, hold on. Now, I promise you I ain't going to do nothing. That would bring shame or embarrassment. But I'm going to have a party at the White House and I'm going to have Secret Service. And then I'm going to have them take you on to the house. We're going to turn up in the White House. Because once I go to work, I'm going to be all in. So this night right here, it's only going to be like selected guests. What's my man with all the tattoos in his face that be telling on everybody, Tosi 6ix9ine, you can't come.
Yeah.
You can't come. No, you can't come.
I'd like to change mine. I think I'm going to meet with all the heads of the states. I'm gonna have some kind of diplomat type of session.
Scotchy,
some kind of session.
Cornel, everybody.
Yeah, I'm gonna have some kind of session and tell them all the foolishness stops today.
See, I ain't going. Well, I said, man. Cause see, once me personally, I know that might have sound. Earl, hey, baby, bro, what you said you would do? You went with the equality shit too.
Yeah, but I'm gonna add another one in there too. What I would do is I would make it law that you can only be a senator. You got 12 years.
If you don't
help in some kind of real change. After them 12 years, you can be voted out. Yeah. You can get kicked out of that.
But you can't do that as president. It has to be written by the House and sent to the Senate to be voted out. Like, you can't just do that on your own.
Mm-hmm. We're going to party. And everybody comes to party.
All right, then
party.
I'll change that up.
Got to sign release forms.
I'd hire some, like, ninja assassins to kill all these little bullshit Republican troublemakers.
Nigga, we party. Wow. We partying. We part, yeah, that was deep. We partying.
Well, yeah. I just want to whip some ass. He want them dead.
Yeah, because and then once you get rid of them, then you can party because it's all good.
No, he
yeah,
said,
I just
want to
call them.
Rush
them I want to call them and have a meeting like mommy be having. Y'all cut y'all foolishness out. Right.
Baby,
yeah, that's
Baby
Russ
said,
have,
I don't even want to serve. I want to go to jail for life. That's what I want to do. Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Hey,
if
this man that was just in the office was talking about how he can stand on Fifth Avenue, I don't know if he meant New York or around the corner
well,
there by
it.
Me.
He did not do it.
But he said
did
he could.
Yeah, he did close now. That
and
did
yeah,
close.
He came close.
He
well, not him
about.
Yet.
Yeah.
He had other people come close.
You stupid. I just caught on to that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
On
you don't know what you're talking about. That's what I said.
He was in Patterson.
Yeah. I don't know what Fifth Avenue was talking about.
Yo, he's up in Patterson. I'm
hey, but
Friday,
technically he did have people killed, though. He didn't kill them himself, but he had people killed.
Yeah. All right, we're going to stop that foolishness. All right, listen. We're going to stop that foolishness, man. All right? Anyway. It's Black History Month. Why is it? Do anybody know why Black History Month is in February?
I don't know. That's for the white people because
it's
we.
Got,
can,
it's got
we,
the shortest. It's got the shortest amount of days in it.
No, it's
and, no.
They're always giving us. They're always giving us something that's got.
Got some beef
mixes
in, right?
And whatever celebration we doing it indoors. We ain't doing it outside. We ain't throwing parades and stuff like that. They don't want to see that like that.
And Black History Month is for them. It ain't for us. Every month is Black History Month.
No, man.
So it's Watch for them.
This. Now, from the best of my knowledge.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Frederick
Douglass'
birthday.
You better know what you know every day.
Every day, right? Watch that, because if you just wait till February, your ass going to be in trouble, man.
Yeah, I feel
you're gonna,
sorry
yeah, you're
going to
be
you.
In big trouble. Yeah.
And you're going to freeze.
Now, but February is supposed to be Frederick Douglass' birthday. So I'm sure in looking for the shortest amount of time possible to be able to sign a declaration that we're doing something of equality. Well, we'll use Frederick Douglass' birthday. Now, Frederick Douglass had been born in December. they would have been like, let's get him a false birth certificate. they'd have made him another birth certificate.
Hey,
so
you know what?
That's how we ended up in February, though.
Hey, now that I ponder it, I think baby bro on to something. Hey, you don't want them all out there partying at one time.
No, that did that made a lot of sense.
The Latinos they have their portion
of
the year.
Yeah, all of them get theirs in the summer. They all get their
time right, they
in
got,
the summer.
What, June or is it May?
It's May
like
up until
all
August.
Summer.
Yeah,
it's like it's all
yeah.
summer. Whenever
Boston
they wanted
New York.
To. It's like whatever they wanted.
Boricua. Yeah, Boricua. That's it, man.
Cinco de Mayo, Cinco Ocho.
I'm not
cinco.
Mad at him. Don't get me wrong. I'm not mad at him. Do you? But
yeah,
I'm just saying,
I mean,
it just seems like it's quite often.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not mad at him either. The only time I'm mad at him is when
I'm like
not...
it's more than one day. Put it like
yeah,
that.
I'm going to give you February. I never thought about that. Watch this. Now, you celebrate while you got your ass in the house. All right? In the house. Not in large groups.
And we're on lockdown. So, really, how much celebrating can you do?
Well,
no,
I'm
sorry. I said a day. Do they have a day or do they have a month?
They got
Who?
A time.
Do they have a day or do they have a month? I just thought about that. Do they have
they got,
do they have a day or do they have a whole month like the way
nah.
it's Black History
they got, Month. They got a day, but it's every Friday.
Oh, okay. So then that would explain
really?
It. Why it seems like it's
no.
only the parade or something like that.
No. You got to know this is the thing right here. You have the different nationalities of Spanish people. You got your Dominicans. You got your Puerto Ricans. You got your Cubans. You know what I'm saying? And they all
yeah.
get different. They all get different days.
You got the Spanish, Latinos, the Hispanics.
I said Fridays because
you just named all the same people, but go ahead.
Yeah, I said Fridays because as soon as the clock strike time for them to get off on Friday, first thing they do is grab a six pack. It's party time. It's party time.
Remember back in just talking about grabbing a six pack. It's so funny, man, because don't get me wrong, full respect and mad love to No More Drunk Driving. But I remember it was a time when you picked up the crew, the liquor store was the first stop on the trip. I don't care where you was going. Sometime the church, if Red was with you, but the liquor store was the first stop. You got there and you got your drunk on that we drove to wherever we were going, man. Think about how unsafe that shit was. I'm just saying. But it did, but it seemed perfectly fine at the time, though. Shit. Getting wasted. And let's go. Yeah, so Black History Month is about to, you know, come to an end.
Oh, can I just say really quick, if you guys get a chance, check out
it's
that
the
movie.
15th and we more than halfway
Judas,
done.
Check out that movie, Black Judas. No, Judas, Black Messiah, or something like that. Or did I say it? Was that the name
is
of
it? Judas Iscariot, what's his name?
Fred Hampton. It's about Fred Hampton, the guy that was the leader of the Black Panthers of the Chicago chapter.
You know, okay. Yes. I heard about that.
I had the opportunity to watch that over the weekend, to see it over the weekend. And great movie. Just saying, if you get a chance, check that out. Very good.
What's it about?
Fred Hampton, the leader of the Black Panther. He was the leader of the Chicago chapter.
Okay.
How he was assassinated, how the FBI and the Chicago police got together and they assassinated him. Well, they actually had somebody to infiltrate the Black Panthers. But anyway, he ended up betraying the whole movement, and he gave them the floor plans to where the leader Fred was staying at with some other Panthers, and they came in and they killed him.
Mm.
But that's what it was. So that's where that Judas part comes in at, because he was like Judas.
Mm. Is
and,
that the one where
they
shut up their building and filling?
That's when they came in and they shot everybody. Right, they shot up everybody in there. Well, they killed him, but they killed somebody else as well, and other people got shot too. But yeah, just really, really good, really good movie.
All right. I'll have to check that out.
But the Black Panthers, I say, they did a lot of good, positive things, too. I know they get that, a lot of people like
unfair.
Associate them with a lot of, being violent and, and all of this with the police and things. But they did a lot of positive things for the community.
Back then, who was controlling the narrative?
Yeah,
the white man was.
Yeah. That's the same thing with the Cribs and the Bloods. They started out doing really good, positive stuff for the community.
I mean, they did breakfast for the kids,
right,
and
uh-huh.
they did medical clinics, and I mean, just a lot of positive things for the community. And this particular chapter of the Panther, he was their part of the chapter. They were trying to do what you call like a rainbow coalition, and they were trying to bring other gang members and stuff in with the Panthers. So they even had some white people in it.
Okay.
It was really interesting.
Especially with the Panthers, man. Yeah, the Panthers got a real bad name, and they started as a social program. But again, everybody wasn't buying that bullshit. You slap me on my left side, I'm going to turn my right side. They didn't get that book. You slap me on my left side, I'm going to try to fuck you up. And that was what their thing was. Now, again, most of the violence that was associated was in retaliation or in defense. Because that
I think it was Huey, you read some kind of article where one of the laws in California where you could carry a weapon, and if you saw some kind of crime or something in motion, you could intervene. And so that's how they started arming themselves. And it wasn't until the Panthers started arming themselves, they went and they changed that law. That was based on the Panthers, why they changed that. You couldn't carry openly. Because the Panthers were carrying openly with their weapons.
Again,
that's when they changed it.
They don't want to tell you that Huey was very educated. They won't leave that out. And again, if you ask the average person what they know about the Black Panthers, some evil going to come up first. But, yo, the Panthers was a real organization. Now, again, they turned very different towards the end, but that's not what the base of the Black Panthers were.
Right.
Well, they the Hoover and those guys made them that, because that's not what, like you said, that wasn't their real mission. Hoover and them made them that. And so after a while, they started robbing the banks and stuff. That's what they started doing. Hey, we was just trying to help people out, and y'all want to give us a hard time. Okay. All
right,
well.
But they didn't mind going, you want to shoot me? I got a gun, too. I'll shoot right back
right.
at
What's
you.
The,
they, didn't,
but,
they had no problem with doing
that.
That.
Right? When you think about that in its purest form, where's that wrong? If you talk to me, I'm going to talk to you. But if
right.
you try to harm me, I shouldn't even attempt to defend myself?
That's crazy.
But that comes
crazy.
With
well,
the once
that's
again.
What, and that's what they were doing. That's what they started doing when they were carrying weapons out, in, like, openly. Because if they saw some type of, I guess, where cops or anybody was, well, how did the article say? If they saw some kind of crime or something being or going down or happening, they could intervene if they saw something was happening unjust. And so they would intervene, and that's how they were getting involved in it, and that's when they changed that law. You couldn't carry a weapon openly anymore. But the fact that they knew to read and to find out that you could actually do that, you could carry and intervene like that if you saw something happening that wasn't, you know, that it wasn't justified or it shouldn't have been happening that way, you can intervene and stop it with your weapon. The fact that they knew to do that. To be able to read it up and find that they actually could do that. So the cops, you know, knowledge is power. That's the bottom line. Knowledge is power, and that's something that they never want you to have.
Right.
That's
again,
why they're always killing our black activists. You know, anybody that's leading
up. The last thing they want
up.
Is a bunch of black people running around with guns, a bunch of white people running around with guns. That's all right. Nobody's
well,
feeling
we saw
threatened.
That January 6th. We saw that January 6th. It's okay when they run around with guns and weapons. It's okay.
You know, I mean,
that's quite all right.
That's just sad, man. I mean, because I just think, man, any black man did that. Any black group would have did that. It was just, heads would have got crushed, man. But I'm not even going to go there, man. But what I'm going to really tell you, though, is did you know the original Lone Ranger who started the story, he was based on a black man? Did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that.
I just got bits of interesting shit to say to you tonight. Did you know the real Betty Boop was a black woman?
That I did not know.
You ain't know that?
No.
All right. Ain't know that. Yeah, we done some shit. Just think about this, though. And you out there as a black person, let's go back in the day. I said, it would just make sense that everything was invented by you. Because if you think about this, anything that the owner wanted more of done or more, in other words, I got a field. It's 100 acres. Oh, wait a minute. I just bought me 200 acres. He ain't thinking about a lawnmower. He thinking about more niggas. So the brothers that's there saying, wait a minute. Let me see if I can take that rope and wrap it around that tire and see if we make us an engine here. Hey, but anyway, listen, before we go too far off the road on that, this is co-producing.
Oh, can I say one thing? Can I say
yes,
one
you
thing?
Can, baby,
I just saw something where it said the NRA supported gun control when the Black Panthers had weapons.
See?
And you know NRA don't support
huh?
no
yeah.
gun control, but they did just, when the Black Panthers had the weapons.
See,
they had
huh?
guns. They was in support of it then. That's all
if
I wanted
you,
to say. I'm sorry. I digress.
If you make shit equal, those who have ill or malicious intent get real nervous. But I don't give a damn where you are or what you're doing. If it's equal and it's fair, it can never be fucked up. Hey, but anyway.
Hey, Rick, I got one last thing real quick, please. Do you know John Mercer Langston was the first black man to become a lawyer when he passed the bar in 1854? He was the great uncle of Langston Hughes.
Ah. Okay.
Who's that?
John Mercer Langston.
Wow. Okay. So you just did like Ancestry.com and shit. While we said, you know what? I talked about Langston Hughes. You said, I'm going to find this relative, man.
There you go.
But anyway,
I'm just following it up with you, bro.
All right. I hear you. See, baby sister got that shit started. But anyway, we got to say goodnight. And I'll talk to you next Monday. I hope we've been entertaining. And let's make the attic part of your podcast library. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye now.
Good night, John Boy.
And here we go.